Soth turned the console over.
These buttons would appear to go down, like ordinary keys, and hit the full circuit. But that isn't how it operates. The whole circuit is in the cover. When you push a button, it cuts off an internal light path and makes the circuit operate. Each button works like that.
A totally hidden circuit, done with molecular alignment in the cover plate. And if you fooled with it, it wiped the circuit out. One cover screw loosened, and you had no console anymore.
Where's some paper?
Said Soth. He found a big sheet of it, larger than the console plate.
Where's some powdered iron?
He found some. The dust-like brown-black powder, almost capable of floating in the air, so fine was it. Soth dusted the powder on the white paper and spread a thin coat of it. Then, struggling to keep the bunched cables from tangling, he laid the console cover right side up on the paper. He took some jump wires, found a battery, and linked the battery to the console amid a flash of sparks. He was fixing it so that the cover and buttons would have juice running through it. Soth exactly positioned the cover on the paper and then rapidly tapped each console button. Johnny suddenly understood what he was doing. He held up a hand to prevent Soth from removing the cover. Johnny got a metal analysis camera off a shelf, stood up on a stool, and shot a picture straight down. When Johnny had finished, Soth gently lifted up the cover. There, on the paper, drawn in magnetically grouped iron filings, was the whole circuit. Activated by pushing the buttons, each part of it had grouped the iron filings. On the removal, a tiny part of it had gotten blurred, but Johnny had it in the camera. To be sure, he now took another picture of the tiny, thin, brown-black lines. They had that circuit. Soth put it all back in the bag, inflated it to 100 pounds, replaced the blown fuses, checked the plate gasket, and then screwed the console back together. 2 hours later, they had all three types of motor console circuits. They put everything away, called the mechanics, and had the consoles put back in the vehicles and connected. Johnny made a test. They all started the motors. Very different from a firing rig. Very different indeed.